The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right. I'm sure you all enjoyed that Pro Bowl. It's Super Bowl week. Let's have some fun. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Zhong Li, the bleeping master, if you want to get in today. 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. If you're stuck in traffic, which I'm sure you are because this is Houston, relax, we'll get you home in one piece. What's going on, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. What's going on with you, man?
The same. Probably more stuff than sports. Mondays are always like all-day meetings and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not my most fun day of the week, but once I get all that done, the rest of the week, cruise control. Rock and roll, ready to go.
Good for you.
So very.
Yeah, Mondays are meh for me.
Yeah, it's a very productive day, but it's just, you know, sometimes meetings can drag on a lot longer than they should. Which Jong and I were in one today. That was about 20 minutes longer than it should have been.
Oh, no.
You say that's fair, Jong? 20 minutes?
Yeah.
That's why you guys make management money, though.
Yeah. But
I had to take a pay cut to stay. So it's a.
Yeah.
Stop. It's the way it works out.
Stop lying. Do anything fun this weekend?
Honestly, no. I did not do anything fun. I sat around and watched TV pretty much all weekend. I mean, I guess that was kind of fun, but you know, I didn't go out and do anything.
It's kind of what I did because I couldn't really do anything Saturday because I had the appearance at the track Saturday night, so I kind of had to behave all day and wound up posting a bunch of stuff to the website. But when I was out there Saturday night for the races, and by the way, everybody was giving me crap over the first 3 days when I struggled to pick winners. The last 3 days have been really, really strong.
You stepped up your game?
Yes, yes. But, man, they had the World Series trophy out there Saturday night at the park.
Mm-hmm.
The line, you know how long that clubhouse is? They had them down by the jockey club where usually they have us set up. The line went all the way down to the other end of the clubhouse and then around the corner.
Oh, boy.
So there were a lot of people
to see a trophy.
Yeah, to get your picture taken with a trophy.
Wow. All right.
So, but it was cool. Good crowd. Met a lot of cool blitzers and had a blast. Won a little money.
Good for you.
That's a good night. As far as I'm concerned. But Jesse says, please make today's show awesome. I'm stuck here in Lake Charles till 5:30. I need a Blitz pick me up.
Okay.
If you're in the right place in Lake Charles, that could be fun.
We'll do our best.
Yeah. I feel like I have some fun stuff for the show today. We have somebody tweeted me a little while ago. We have a list of the states ranked in order from 1 to 50.
Okay.
From Thrillist. That'll be fun.
Ranked based on what?
Based on what this guy thinks are the best states.
Okay.
So
I'll probably want to fight him, but
yeah, okay. Well, that's the thing. I think we'll do our, okay, this is too high, this is too low thing. And, you know, there's a few that I agree with, and there's a few that I'm like, really? Really? But that's okay. We got that. I got a pretty good gym of the day. We could talk Pro Bowl because it was so awesome. Did you watch any of the Pro Bowl?
I honestly didn't watch the Pro Bowl at all. You want to know how disconnected I am from the Pro Bowl? I've done a full day's worth of prep. I don't even know who won the game.
I don't either.
Like, I completely avoided anything that had to do with Pro Bowl.
I watched, like, 4 minutes
of it. And
it's
nice that there's no, like, I don't get an alert on my phone. The NFC won the Pro Bowl because they know people don't care about it.
I got one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, you need to throw away your phone. You need a new phone.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know who won. I watched about 5 minutes when they were interviewing Drew Brees and his kids were fighting the entire time, including going on the field during the game. That was the highlight. Apparently, that was the best thing that happened at the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Was Drew Brees' kids fighting. But I was flipping around. I actually watched the NHL All-Star game because I like that 3-on-3. And I think they've come up with a format that works. I mean, it's not great, but yeah, I think not, I mean, the MLB All-Star game is always going to be the best because it's the closest to the actual game.
Yeah.
And the rest of them just, there's, I mean, the Pro Bowl is by far the worst, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Although the NBA is pretty bad.
NBA is pretty bad too. At least hockey, they're not playing the same game, so you know it's not the same game.
Right.
And this whole thing where the divisions play each other and there's $1 million first prize, they've actually turned it into an interesting thing. At least it was interesting to me. But although I have to say, if you did watch that, the Pacific Division, which one had the worst uniforms I've ever seen on any team of any kind.
Okay. I didn't watch it.
On the break, you should look up Pacific All-Star uniforms. They were all white with like orange, like fluorescent orange socks. They're pretty bad. So that's it. That was all the sportsy for me. It was a lot of horse racing, and I didn't really get out and do much of anything.
I did Jerome's show last night.
Yeah, I saw a picture of you. You look sharp. Somebody tweeted it out.
Yeah.
So I almost didn't recognize you. Like, damn, it's AJ.
Yeah, I don't it's funny. I said 2 weeks ago, I think, I don't want to do any more television because I don't like to get dressed and go down, you know, drive into the city on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Jerome asked me like 2 days later. And Jerome is the one guy I don't want to say no to because when Jerome is, like, when you're gone, Jerome fills in for
you.
Or if I'm gone, Jerome fills in for me. He's the best fill-in, I believe, that we get. So I drove my ass down there. And our old intern, Lauren, was co-hosting the show with him.
Oh, really?
Randy McIlvoy was gone. So she did the show, and then...
I think she's more fun than Randy.
Yeah, she's way cuter, too.
I don't know about that, but she's a lot more fun.
Okay. And then Aaron Wilson and Brian T. Smith were there.
What were they like?
They were just like other media dudes. I don't know.
I don't really know either one of those guys.
I didn't talk much to Brian. That Aaron was a chatty Cathy, but he seemed all right. Hmm. And you know me, I don't go out of my way to like talk to people I don't know.
Right.
So I think maybe that Brian guy is the same way. So we just kind of didn't talk to each other off the air.
Hmm. Yeah. But it was a good appearance.
Yeah, it was fine.
I'll probably go back and watch.
Did a couple segments. Talked about Rockets. We talked about the XFL. Yeah, it was solid.
How excited you were about the XFL?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Did you get to dog Mike Vrabel? Did you do any of that?
No, they had Aaron Wilson on without me for that one. I was hoping to. That would have been fun.
Yeah.
I should have co-hosted the show. They should have gotten Lauren out of there and just let me co-host the whole show.
You know what? I think they do a disservice to Jerome is they put him in the spot that he's at because he's... You're taller than him to begin with, and then on camera, it just looks like you're 2 feet taller than Jerome.
That's my biggest beef. Like, and granted, I'm bigger than all the guys that were on the show.
But I feel like you should have been standing on the inside, not the outside.
I look gigantic, and it's so awkward. Like, and not just, I mean, not just tall, but I look fat, too. I just look like a monstrous human on stage with these tiny people.
That's what that camera will do to you, man.
Like, Jerome's not very big. Lauren is tiny. She's like Jong size. And then they put my big, gigantic ass up there, and I look horrible. And the other thing, I feel bad for Jerome. You talk about doing a disservice to Jerome. Lauren stands on a box.
Oh.
So it makes her almost the same height as Jerome. And I was like, God, if I was a short dude and I was working with a short lady, like I would want her to look shorter than me.
Yeah, exactly. You want her to look tiny.
They make them look almost the same size. It's horrible.
Interesting.
I mean, it was good for me because she didn't look as like ridiculous standing next to me. But for Jerome, I would be like, hey, I don't want her on a box. I want to be on a box.
Yeah, if you'd taken her off that box, it would have looked like that picture of Shaq and his girlfriend.
Yes.
And the week before, he had like a women's basketball team in, and they didn't stand him on a box, so he looked so small in that.
That's what he was saying. He was bitching about that. He's like, you didn't give me a box last week.
You probably didn't think to ask for one.
No, probably not.
So
I need like the opposite of a box.
They need to sit you down in a chair. They do that with a Rockets broadcast with Matt Bullard and... Bill O'Rell.
You know what they had they have like a couch area, and the worst part of the whole thing was they did this awkward shot at the beginning, like a full body shot of me, Aaron, and Brian like standing up, and like when I'm standing up, I don't know what to do. So I was just kind of like looking around.
Yeah.
And then when I watched it on TV, I was like, oh, I look like an idiot. Because I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with my hands or where to look. And it felt awkward.
I think I did that show with Randy twice. And the first time, it was just like, I didn't know what to do with my hands. I was making these weird facial expressions the whole time. And when I went back and watched it, I'm like, okay, this is just awful. And I cleaned him up the next time. But you're so conscious of it when you're doing TV. That's why I don't like doing a lot of TV.
Yeah, I'm so ugly.
I'm a hideous beast. You know?
Right.
I can clean up and become a four, but that's not good enough for TV. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com.
All right, guys, got to tell you about my computer career. Let's talk about Robin. Last February, he was managing a place that didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich. You know what place I'm talking about? Now, Robin is 7 months into his IT career. If you hate what you do, don't be a chicken. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just two nights a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. Daytime classes are also available. It's more than just a school, guys. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Man, traffic in this city sucks every single day of the week. Saturday going to the track, I got stuck on, they had 290 closed, which I didn't bother to check before I left because I'm stupid. And so I get on the feeder. They got half the feeder closed on top of that. It took me like an hour and a half to get there. This city is so screwed up. And wherever we do construction, we just make it worse by not clearing the feeders. I would retime those lights so that the people on the feeder have more time. They don't do any of that stuff. They just, screw you.
Yeah.
Waste half your day. And it's always bad Monday through Friday. So I'm not telling you guys anything you don't know about. I can tell you something you don't know about. If you haven't checked out sportsmap.com today, you should, because there is all kinds of great stuff on there, starting with Paul Muth's Rockets recap for the week, A.J. Hoffman's NCAA Hoops recap for the week. From reading that, I know that both Texas and Tech went undefeated last week. Have our Super Bowl early preview from Jermaine Every, who does a great job. Joel Blank did a nice job on what's missing for the Rockets, what they need to acquire at the trade deadline. We have something new for those of you who are into esports. We have a weekly esports roundup now, which is up.
I'm against esports.
I'll be honest, I don't understand half of it, but I'm not supposed to. The people who understand it are. And we debuted a new writer today.
Oh, yeah?
A brand new writer.
Who is it?
It's a future star, I think.
Who is it?
David Gao.
Oh, no.
Yes. David Gao compares Minneapolis as a Super Bowl site to Houston. You'll never guess who wins.
I'm going to guess that Houston won.
Yes.
And I'm going to guess his reason why Houston was better was because of the Big Texas Party.
That was one of the reasons, yes.
I knew
but,
it.
But you know what the thing is? When you read his categories, he picked categories that Houston would win.
Or of course.
Like weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to win that, right? People. Like Minnesota nice versus Texas hospitality. I mean, that's close, but I think you could give the edge to Texas.
Yeah.
And Minnesota people are pretty nice. Where they're doing all the events, Mall of America versus Discovery Green, because we actually were able to be outside. You're not going to be outside there.
That's true. But that's good that they've got an indoor space for that.
It is. Food, big edge for us, and Big Texas Party.
Okay.
Yeah.
I knew he would mention Big Texas Party.
He loved that Big Texas Party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. But
he didn't mention women?
Yeah, well, they were mentioned in there that they were at the Big Texas Party.
Okay, good.
Because that's one thing I noticed. That's one Super Bowl party that did have a lot of women. A lot of very attractive women, from what I remember. But I don't remember much because we drank a lot there. There was so much good whiskey. You had to, right?
Yeah.
A couple of things from the text line. Evan, the little person, says, forget the box. He likes the size difference. It's funnier. I bet you do.
Yeah. Me and Evan should do a show together.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
Should do a television spot together.
Evan maybe have the best sense of humor of any little person I know. And then somebody asked, did the guy in the gym locker room tell you you look sharp, AJ?
Oh, I didn't tell you about this. So today, after I went to my jiu-jitsu gym, and normally I get up in the morning and I go lift or run before I go to jiu-jitsu, but because I've been shorting my calories and like trying to lose weight this month, like sometimes I'll get to jiu-jitsu and I'm too tired and I don't want to get beat up by these dudes.
Right.
So I'm going to jiu-jitsu and then afterwards I'm going to lift. So today I lifted and then went to take a shower. And at the gym, there's like the towel hooks are like probably 5 or 6 steps away from the showers.
Okay. That's not ideal.
It's not ideal.
Yeah. Ideally, you'd like them right on the outside.
But when I went in, there was no one else in the shower room. So I was like, oh, it's a big deal, you know? So I get out of the shower. And in the literally 3 seconds it takes for me to walk from the shower to the towel, some dude says, hey, man, love the show. Balls out everything. Like, it's just, I mean.
I'd be so embarrassed.
Oh, it was like, oh, dude, why? Why did you do that? And I did, like, normally people say that to me. I always say thank you.
Yeah, and spend a couple minutes talking to him.
No, I never do that. But like, I just gave this guy a weird look. And I hope he knows. And if you're listening, gym guy, that's very inappropriate. Like, there's a dude code at the gym, in the shower specifically. If your genitals are hanging out or the person you want to talk to's genitals are hanging out, you don't talk to them. I don't even think you talk when they're only wearing a towel. I think that's inappropriate. But, like, butt naked, only wearing flip-flops. That's all I had was flip-flops.
God, and that's something I don't want in my head.
Yeah. Jeez,
that's an image that I've got to go throw up now.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It was a horrible thing for him to talk to me there.
Yeah. I'm actually, and I love the gym that I go to, but one of the things I did do this weekend was go and price some home equipment. I want to get one of those gyms that does, basically one of the workout stations that does everything.
Right.
So I was pricing that, and I want to get a really nice treadmill that's got like the trails from all over the world and Netflix on it and stuff like that.
Like one of those bicycles where there's like some lady on the screen yelling at you?
No, I want the treadmill so I can run.
Oh, okay. But it's like, it's sort of like
that. It's sort of like
that. Could you get one with a trainer on it that says, speed it up, fatty?
Yeah, I could, but that's not
I don't like running on the treadmill. It's miserable for me.
I prefer the bike, but the wife prefers the treadmill, and I don't prefer it so much more that I'm okay with not just getting a treadmill.
Right.
Basically, the trade-off is we're going to get the treadmill, but then I'm going to get the home gym stuff.
Okay, well, that's good.
And
where are you going to put this, in your garage?
The treadmill I'm going to put upstairs in the bedroom. There's like a little raised area in the corner that...
Like a sitting area or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it's like where ordinarily you put a love seat and a bookshelf.
Right.
It's like, so I'm going to put that there, and I'll put the gym stuff in the garage. But the thing is... I found that if I'm at home and something has to be done for Sports Map, it's easy for me to stop what I'm doing and then go do it and then jump back on the treadmill. But when I'm at the gym, man, it's, you know, okay, do I finish? Do I go home? And I know if I go home, I'm not coming back. And then I don't get the whole workout in. So I figure, what the hell? Invest some money in bettering myself. So plus, I kind of like the idea of I've never actually had a garage set up with a bunch of workout stuff.
Right.
And I've always kind of wanted that. So why not, right?
Do it.
Do I want to ask the listeners that approach you guys at non-events bother you? Not me. The only time is if I'm hanging out with my kids. I don't get a lot of time with them. But even then, it's fine. I mean, I don't mind. I like it. I like people.
Yeah, not me. Mm. I definitely don't like people when they talk to me when I'm naked. That's the worst.
Oh, and I just don't like being around naked guys. It's not my thing. Like,
nobody does, but that's just part of the deal in the locker room, you know?
Yeah, I know, and that's kind of why. That's why I'm kind of thinking I'm... The heck was that?
No, my phone is on vibrate.
But no, that's what I'm thinking. It'd be kind of cool to have my own gym there. And, you know, it, plus I know if I'm spend that much on it, I'll use it a lot more. Because I kind of... The gym I go to now, my membership's not very much. So it's,
right.
It's easy to say, okay, I can't make it today. I got to do 10 stories for Sports Map. But if I spend that kind of money on something, I'm going to use it. 281 says, Minnesota people nice. You should ask Eagles fans who are going to the Super Bowl this week. No one has sympathy for Eagle fan. I'm sorry.
No.
Yeah. Mm. 830, I'm just picturing Fred like Kevin Spacey out of American Beauty working out in his garage. I'll have my shirt on, though. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN. Jesse asking, are we going to Radio Row this year? We are not. And actually, Lamont wrote something for sports and stuff today about how much Radio Row blows. I would just say, I wish we were going. I know it's not the best radio. Although I do think when it comes to interviews, I don't think there's too many people in the city that do it better than we do. So I do think we get some good interviews. But it's not, I mean, everybody gets the same guests and it's all... You know, it's all who can get the most out of them. And it's one after another. And it's not the easiest radio for us to do because a lot of time you're having to jump on Google and research somebody that you know very little about in
right.
a few seconds.
But the good thing is you can pass on guests if you
want
to.
Well, and that's we've gotten a lot better about that over the last couple of years. It's we're basically, no, we don't want this guy. We shined off Mike Singletary so we could keep Craig Gass on for an extra segment. And that was funnier. But... And I'd say once a year we get one really outstanding interview, and it was usually somebody we never expected to be any good, and it just turned out to be great. And for us, it's kind of a mini vacation, too. We get to get out and go do stuff and see a new city. And I'm one of the few people that likes Minneapolis, although, yeah, it's going to be a little cold there this week.
Right.
I think it's a high of 6 and a low of 2 today, so not much variance. But I wish we were going. I'd like to be there mainly because there's a lot of good parties that I finally got invited to. But, you know, like if we weren't going next year, it wouldn't bother me at all. I could do without Atlanta. I have no use for Atlanta. But it's nice being around. It's nice seeing some of your cohorts and people that we've worked with. That's always fun.
Yeah, it's the little networking.
Yeah, and, you know, just good to show your face and remind people that you're not dead.
Yeah.
But so we won't be doing that this year, but we'll have good Super Bowl coverage. We'll do the best we can from here, and we'll see how it goes. I think it'll be... interesting, to say the least.
We'll do our best.
Yeah. We'll have good shows for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We can do it. We could do a show from here just fine.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay.
We're professionals. All right, guys. Now's the time to save big on cleaning your carpet, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery with dirt-free carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room, they'll clean the second one absolutely free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They are using powerful engines to create high pressure steam made from their patented super water. That means no soap, no unhealthy dirt attracting chemicals, but your carpets are fresh and deep clean to perfection. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and you'll get one room of carpet cleaned free with any purchase. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
You know, a lot of people tweeting me about, like, not talking to people when they're at the urinal. That's pretty basic.
I mean, yeah.
It falls under the same guidelines as what happened for me. This was just a really, I mean, I think this is worse than talking to someone at the urinal.
Yeah.
Talking to someone at the urinal is the most offensive when there's no dividers.
Right. What about you're at the urinal and someone's washing their hands? You talk to him then?
I don't want to. I don't want to talk to you when my penis is out ever.
Yeah, but if I can't see you when you're on the other side of the wall, it doesn't really bother me.
I mean, that's okay, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that...
It's still kind of weird.
That doesn't bother me, but... Yeah, if somebody's right next to you and...
And I hate when... If someone tries... Like, if anyone tries to talk to you at the urinal, which is pretty poor form to begin with, it's 10 times worse if they look at you and, like, try to make eye contact with you while they're talking to you. That's the worst.
Well, and then start moving their hand.
That never happens to me.
That's when it gets uncomfortable. It's like, can you stop that, please? 713-780-3776. Man, I got a lot of stuff to get to here. It's up to you whether we're... We ought to talk about this Tom Brady thing with the...
With his pissant kid?
Yeah, his pissant kid.
Dude, imagine being the Boston radio hack that cost your station a relationship with Tom Brady. Like, that's the worst, right?
Yeah, that's a job killer there.
Oh, it's bad.
You got it, Jung?
I've talked for over 2 hours about this Tom versus Time thing. I loved episode one. I see no issue with the timing of it, and I'm looking forward to episode two. What'd you think?
It was fine.
Jesus.
It was okay.
Just fine? Come on.
All right, I thought the first scene was so staged, where Brady's, like, in the kitchen, his kid's being an annoying little pissant, like, I'm going to soccer. And
you
Brady's
can't say
like,
that about a kid.
And Brady's like...
You can't say that about Brady's daughter.
All kids are. That's his son, first of all, who was screaming. Oh, no, maybe it was his daughter. You are right. I mean,
you can't say that about his daughter.
Well, apparently you can't say that about his daughter.
You can, but you can't.
Yeah. Well, and today, Tom Brady called into, I guess, the something Callahan and I forget the name
some
of the show.
Different show on the station?
It's the morning show. Kurt and Callahan.
So what time do these guys come on?
I think they're the morning drive time guys.
No, but what about the guys who called her a pissant?
I think the guy that called him a pissant was a fill-in.
I think that's the afternoon guys.
Okay.
I was going to say, if he's a fill-in or like a midday guy, they're canning him for sure.
Well, they suspended him. And he was, I think he was in Minnesota, and they sent him home. So, this was for Tom Brady today.
Jerry and I talked about it Friday. It was a stupid thing to say. We destroyed him for saying it. You can say whatever you'd like. Go ahead.
Well, I think that, I've tried to come on this show for many years with, and showed you guys a lot of respect. I've always tried to come on and, do a good job for you guys. So, it's very disappointing when you hear that, certainly with my daughter or any child, they certainly don't deserve that. So,
no, Tom, no question. Yeah, Jerry and I talked about it on Friday. Stupid thing to say. He was suspended for it. He should be. There are certain things I think you understand. As a professional athlete, you're going to be criticized for what you do or on or off the field as an individual. But for a kid to be criticized is unbelievably stupid. There's no defense for it.
Yeah. So I'll obviously evaluate whether I want to come on this show again. So I really don't have much to say this morning.
That's fine. I understand. So that's totally fine.
I will. Maybe I'll speak with you guys some other time.
Absolutely fine. We understand. Have a good day. All right, Tom. Thanks. You too.
Dial tone had to hit.
Dude. Oh, the dreaded dial tone,
dude. That's bad news. And I mean, listen, the reality is, I mean, outside of Michael Jordan in Chicago, yeah. I mean, there's no market where you could blow it worse with any professional athlete than being in Boston and blowing it with Tom Brady. I mean, maybe Jeter in New York, but I don't think Jeter was ever even doing shows like that. He was too cool to do.
Yeah, he was
like,
too busy lining
radio
up
talk shows. He didn't care about models.
Yeah,
but yeah, I can't. Can you think of a worse F up? Like, can you think of any city where you could piss off a bigger, more beloved star? Like, we don't have anyone like that here.
JJ's like, probably the closest.
Yeah, but he's not near that level.
Well, I don't know that anybody's Tom Brady level.
Like Jordan in Chicago, I think that's it.
Yeah, but not anymore.
Right.
Maybe, well, I think.
But you know, if you had Jordan calling into your show once a week and someone blew it like that, I mean, that'd be.
It wouldn't be on this level at this stage, though. I mean, he's retired. What?
Yeah,
and he's still Michael Jordan. And he's not that interesting.
But I think baseball.
Neither is Tom Brady. You hear the dude?
No,
I think baseball in Boston is bigger. So I think if somebody pissed off, like, David Ortiz.
But David Ortiz isn't as big of a star. Even if baseball's bigger, he's still – David Ortiz was never as big a star as Tom Brady.
Boy, maybe Kobe in L.A. in, during the day.
Maybe. LeBron in Cleveland.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that one would – that's
so basically what Dan Gilbert's doing now.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, I can't believe that guy's just suspended. Like,
yeah, honestly.
I don't know. I mean, maybe they've got some sort of a contract with him or whatever, but if he does end up costing, I mean, I would imagine that being that station in Boston, you get a weekly segment with Tom Brady. I would imagine that's a massive deal. There's probably a lot of sponsors attached to it.
Oh, God, yeah.
And,
well, it's like the ones he does before Monday Night Football. There's always like four or five sponsors on there.
Yeah, it's like Mastro's Steakhouse and all that. I mean,
it's high-end stuff.
So I would imagine there's a lot of money attached to him coming on. And if you cost that station that spot, oh, boy. I mean, he'd be lucky to have a job.
Yeah, I think they'd chop him into little pieces and throw him into the Atlantic Ocean.
I think this is kind of like if JJ had something with 610 and they said something about JJ and JJ basically cut him off. Because WEEI is the big station in Boston.
But I still like Brady in Boston greater than Washington.
And one guy's got five rings. The other one's got.
We say a lot of inappropriate stuff here. I don't ever really go in on kids because, for one thing, I don't like other people's kids. I've been clear about that. I don't like it when, you know, athletes bring them to the podium. You know what I do? I change the channel. I don't bitch about it. But, you know, you can't go after somebody's kid.
Yeah. I got a lot of heat during the, I guess it was during the Republican convention.
Oh, like, you went after Trump's kid.
I didn't really go after him. I just said that he, like, they posted some picture of him, and I said he looks like he would kill his pet bunny. Like, he looks like a scary, like a children from the remember Children of the Corn?
Yeah.
Like, he just looked like a scary kid.
I think you compared it to Damien in The Omen.
Maybe something like that. But
I remember you doing that. Yeah.
But I apologized, and people were pissed off at me, and I apologize. I did feel a little bit guilty.
It's not cut and dried, because if you're going to put your kids out there for people to see on. If you're going to televise them, if you're going to bring them to the podium with you,
yeah,
you're going to put them on your show, Tom versus Time.
If you're making them public figures.
Yeah, then people are going to go after them. But you got to be smarter than that in Boston. I mean, I was talking about Breeze kids. That was the most entertaining part of the Pro Bowl, was them fighting and just running around like kids do.
What's lost in all of this is they came into that segment saying they've been talking about the Tom versus Time for 2 hours.
That's crazy. You imagine we sat here for 2 hours talking about a television show?
God. Really?
He did say 2 hours, right?
2 hours, we said we've been talking about this show. I love it. And then the other guy's like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, now imagine we have a conversation for 2 hours about something, and then about 2 hours in, you're like, I know we've talked about it for 2 hours, but it was all right. Like a Game of Thrones episode. We talk about it for 2 hours. Imagine we talk about the series finale of Game of Thrones for 2 hours. And like the last 5 minutes, you're like, it was okay. Bran, he's a little pissant.
Yeah, a little pissant Bran, yeah. Well, he's not running around. We know that about Bran.
Wheeling around.
he's getting pulled around on a stretcher like a little pissant. I'd say, whoa, Fred, you can't call him a pissant. He's a kid.
He's a three-eyed raven. What are you doing?
I think he's grown enough now that you could probably, but when season one, you couldn't talk about, like, oh, I'm glad Jamie threw that little pissant out the window. I mean, I would have been like, whoa.
Yeah.
Although I did for a long time say, I wish Carl would die on The Walking Dead.
Well, yeah.
And now he's been bit, and that was the season finale. Spoiler alert. I would like to see if he dies. That's the only reason I'm excited about The Walking Dead coming back. I want to know if Carl dies after many years of me pleading with the writers of that show to kill off Carl. Who's this on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. It says, question to AJ about his...
What's the rest of it?
CO. I hope he's not talking about what I think he's talking about, like that guy in the bathroom.
College pick-ems.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's up, Jordan?
I was a little worried there. What's up, Jordan?
AJ Sports.
Sports to you, man.
Hey, appreciate the call. Carl's got to go. But the world needs your picks. You abandoned Twitter, the college hoops.
I did.
You were doing really, really good the way you're seeing college hoops.
Yeah, I abandoned college hoops, putting my picks on Twitter because I hate everyone on Twitter. And they're unkind when I lose, and I don't like that. I feel bad enough when I lose, so I don't need people to tell me that I lost and tell me how much I suck because I lost. I'm having one of my best college basketball years ever. And the last thing I need is people to, you know me, Fred. I'm very sensitive, so I don't like people to tell me how much I suck.
With that, he just wants you to listen to the show. He'll get him out on the show.
Yeah.
It gives you a reason to listen. But, you know what? Twitter's free. The show helps pay us bills. So listen to the show, and he'll give them to you.
Lamont says the kid story even hit close to home for you guys because he remembered when Beth said something about your daughter, and you got all fired up. You said, Beth wanted to get your daughter a vibrator or something.
Yeah,
you got super fired up about it.
You know, it was completely inappropriate.
Right.
And we talked about it.
When she's 18, you can get her a vibrator.
No, she can get that on her own.
That's get her own? Okay.
That's not something that she needs to be worried about. All right, quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Be honest, guys, if the Texans has a team that has been to 8 Super Bowls and your starting quarterback was a Brady equivalent, you'd be talking about it for 2 hours. A TV show about him? No.
I don't think so.
I don't know of anything we've ever talked about for 2 hours on the show. It's pretty rare when that happens, but... No, nothing interests me enough to talk about it for 2 hours. I mean, we've had big days like the marathon bombing and things like that. That's different, where there have been real news and real events. But, yeah, a TV show about Deshaun Watson?
No.
It'd be about a 10-minute segment. We didn't even do 2 hours on the Astros when they won because Watson died that day.
Yeah, that's true. When I was in Austin, I probably did an hour on when – you remember when Vince Young had the TV show?
No.
Vince Young did a TV show, and the only reason the Vince Young Xpanic drop?
Mm-hmm.
That's where it came from. And that's the only reason I did an hour on it, because he said so many crazy things, and it was hilarious to hear Vince Young talking.
Xpanic,
yeah. He grew up in a neighborhood with a lot of blacks and a lot of Xpanic.
Xpanic.
So that's the only reason, though. Like, so unless Tom Brady... talked about Xpanics. I wouldn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, if you could make something funny of it, sure. But, yeah. I'm sure that's how they have to do things in Boston, and good for them. But if you got that guy on your channel, you can't be stupid like
no
that.
No way. You gotta value that.
Yeah. So, we'll see how it plays out. 713-780-ESPN. By the way, the one other highlight or low light I will mention from the... NHL All-Star Game. Why was Kid Rock performing?
I didn't know he was.
Yeah. Can I just say Kid Rock has become John Cougar Mellencamp? I don't need that. I want rapper Kid Rock back. When he's back to doing American Badass.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like real, like original Kid Rock before.
Before Devil Without a Cause?
Yeah. Before that, he had the big high top fade.
Yeah.
And he was a real rapper.
Yeah.
It was kind of corny, but he was a real rapper.
I wish he'd go back to that. Devil Without a Cause is fine with me.
Yeah.
Just do all those songs and don't do anything.
He does
like
country now. I don't.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Guys, they change their days up.
Well, I get it. It's like, okay, once you get famous, you can kind of do what you want. But you got to remember what got you famous.
Yeah.
It wasn't, maybe it was Only God Knows Why. But yeah, I was very disappointed. I wanted something with some crunch to it. I blame Joe C. since he's been gone.
No, that was a bummer.
Yeah, hasn't been the same. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple of updates from Super Bowl week. It's very cold there, so just so you know.
That is kind of the good thing about us not going. Like, I don't want to be in that weather. I got no interest in that.
I don't mind it. It's only for a few days, and it's not like we're going to be outside much. It's not like we're out playing in the snow or something.
Yeah.
It's just I'm going to get the Uber to take me where it needs to go.
But they're talking about, like, -2. I mean, that just sounds miserable.
I had to stand outside of -25 once. I can handle -2.
Yeah, but, I mean, did you like it?
Not after 10 minutes, no.
Yeah,
when I couldn't feel
that.
My hands.
I just don't.
But I'm not going to be out there that long. That was different because I was stuck trying to help somebody. You know, in this case, I'm just going to the Uber, and then I'm getting out of the Uber, wherever we're going, whatever brewery we're going to, whatever party we're going to. I'm getting out of the Uber, I'm going straight in. And they have a nice thing called heating inside those buildings.
I'm a big believer. They need to stop with this. I don't care if you get a new stadium or not. They need to stop having the Super Bowl in these cold weather cities.
Well, that's because, and we've talked about this before, the game itself, where you play the game itself is really not that important. It's all the stuff that leads up to it, and that's why Houston.
And that stadium in Minnesota looks really cool.
Oh, it does.
But it doesn't mean that you should have the Super Bowl there. That stadium in Atlanta looks really cool. Doesn't mean it's a great venue or a great town to host a Super Bowl in, because like you said, the Super Bowl is about the week leading up to it, less than even the game. I mean, the game you could play on the moon and people would watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's why
I like New Orleans as a site. I think, to me, it should be there once every 3 or 4 years. They know how to do it. I'm looking forward to Vegas as a site. I think that'll be good. I like Arizona. I liked it here. I thought they did a good job. Miami, you know, those are the kind of places.
I think when L.A. gets a new stadium, that's going to be a good destination. Yeah. San Diego, I mean, that was
San Diego
great,
was the best.
But San Diego had a crummy stadium. And, like, I understand you don't want to play the Super Bowl in a crappy stadium, but they do it in Miami all the time.
Yeah.
The stadium in Miami was junky, and they would still keep running it out there because it's Miami, and people love to go there and party.
Yeah, San Diego might have been my favorite. Well, other than New Orleans, it's been my favorite place to go for all the stuff around the game. Now, the game itself, the stadium sucked, and they had a...
Well, let's face it, the stadium in New Orleans ain't great either.
No, but...
But, I mean, the city is perfect for hosting an event like that.
Yeah, and I'd rather have that than a spanking new stadium like they have in Atlanta.
Exactly.
So,
God forbid one of these other... I mean, God forbid the Browns build a new stadium and you got to go to Cleveland or Cincinnati or someplace like that. I mean,
I'll pass. Ugh. Pittsburgh.
Buffalo, when they build a new stadium in like 40 years. Miserable.
And Buffalo this time of year. Well, this week wasn't bad up there, but I've actually got to go up there at some point. The wife has to get a new passport, so we're going to go to Buffalo and then drive. So I've been monitoring the weather pretty closely, and this would have been the week to go because it wasn't bad.
The only cities, like New York did okay. I mean, that's like a northern city. I think the only other northern city that should even be in consideration is Seattle, because I think Seattle's a cool town. Like, there's a lot of stuff to do there.
Yeah, but you'd probably get a sloppy track for the game.
Probably so.
Yeah, which isn't ideal, but yeah.
Unless they build a new stadium
I would rather
a roof.
I'd rather Seattle than do San Francisco again.
I liked San Francisco, too. That was pretty good.
I liked it, but... It was easy. It wasn't easy for the people who had to go back and forth to the stadium. Apparently.
Yeah, that part sucked.
For us, it was fine.
Being in San Francisco was great.
Yeah, yeah. And although by the end there, I was like, okay, I think I've done everything in the city I want to do. So I'm not in any big hurry to go back. But LA would be awesome. All right, we're gonna take a very quick break. Oh, by the way, Canelo Golovkin 2, May 5th.
Venue TBD.
The venue TBD. Kevin Ioli, who's really good at this stuff, believes it will be T-Mobile Arena.
Yes!
Which means we'll be back in Vegas. But
yes!
I was just thinking this week, it's like, okay, it's been long enough. I'm ready to get back. Especially since we had to cut the last trip short because of the storm.
When will Canelo Golovkin 3 happen?
November.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. So we'll get to go to both. I'm going to like Canelo in the rematch, I think.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're going to get some good odds on that.
I think so, too. But we'll have plenty of time to talk about that. And we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.